Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Oriental Aromatics Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Oriental Aromatics Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2025. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Dharmil Budhani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Shyamal Budhani, Executive Director, Mr. Girish Khandelwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Parag Satoshkar, Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Kiranpreet Gill, Company Secretary. Without any delay, I request Mr. Dharmil Budhani to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to welcome you to the earnings conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of the financial year 2024-2025. Our Executive Director, Mr. Shyamal Budhani, shall be briefing you all on the operational highlights for the past quarter, after which our CFO, Mr. Girish Khandelwal, will brief you on the financial highlights. Over to you, Shyamal. Thank you.
Thank you, Dharmil. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the earnings conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of the financial year 2024-25. We are glad to inform you that the quarter gone by has seen a steady rate of business across all our verticals. There has been a stable availability of raw materials and healthy demand for our finished goods, which enables all divisions to operate consistently with healthy margins. On our operational highlights, firstly, the Camphor division and Terpene Chemicals is showing encouraging signs of revival. We started the quarter with reduced demand due to off-season. However, the upcoming festival season has led to a strong demand for high-quality camphor, which has always been our unique selling proposition. We have successfully managed to increase the price of powdered camphor and passed the price increase to most of our customers. The Fragrance and Flavor division continues to perform strongly. Our Fragrance division has been successful in acquiring new customers across the existing market, and businesses with old customers continue to grow. The new business opportunities that we have acquired during the year are also resulting in healthy growth signs across the board. Although there is an increase in price of certain inputs from our Fragrance division, we are confident of maintaining the growth momentum in this division. We would like to inform you that the Vadodara site that produces specialty aroma ingredients went through routine maintenance. During this maintenance, we implemented certain process re-engineering projects, which will enable us to make our Vadodara site more efficient in terms of effluent control and steam generation. Although this maintenance led to a temporary reduction in production volumes, we witnessed healthy growth in sales quantity compared to previous quarters for all the products manufactured. We are also encouraged by the increased allocations we have received from our key customers for the second half of the financial year 2024-25. On the CapEx front, I am glad to inform you that our hydrogenation plant, a brownfield project at our Varodara site, was successfully commissioned in July 2024. We have taken multiple batches of a product in this new facility, and the leads received are quite encouraging. Additionally, our greenfield project in Mahad has reached an advanced stage of commissioning and is expected to start contributing towards our top line from the second half of financial year 2024-25. The results from the current trial productions have been encouraging, and we remain optimistic about the future performance of this project. I would like to request our CFO, Mr. Girish Khandelwal, to give the financial highlights. Thank you, and over to you, Girish.
Thank you very much, Shyamal. I would like to welcome you all to the conference call. Let me take you through our consolidated performance for the quarter. The operating revenue for the quarter was ₹215.8 crores, which increased by approximately 10.3% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA reported was ₹22.2 crores, which has increased as compared to ₹20.90 crores in the previous quarter and ₹90 lakhs in the corresponding quarter. Operating EBITDA margins stood at 10.29%, which increased by 64 basis points on Q on Q basis and 983 basis points on YOY basis. Net profit after tax reported was rupees 11 crores, representing a significant increase year-on-year and marginal increase in quarter-on-quarter. Profit after tax margins were reported at 5.1%. During the quarter, cash profit stood at rupees 15.87 crores compared to previous quarter of rupees 15.19 crores. Thank you. With this, we can now open the floor to the questions and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Kaustubh, BMSPL Capital.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So, last quarter, you stated that, you know, this revival in margins to 9%, camphor didn't contribute much to it. The yields were still low and the market was still due to recover. So, how has that changed now? I mean, could you explain how is this logistic issue that everyone's hearing about Red Sea actually reducing the dumping of products from China and helping our yields? Or what is it that we're exactly seeing that is benefiting camphor pricing now? And how is this going to affect our, improve our margin prospects going forward in the second half of the year? That's my first question. And you said that there was a plant that went through maintenance in this quarter. So how much better would the numbers have been if production was there this quarter? Are we seeing some, would numbers have been meaningfully better this quarter if that was in the, if the shutdown wasn't there?
So there are three questions, Parag. You can take them. On the EBITDA, the guidance will stay the same. I'll just take that part of it, as you can, as given in our previous calls for the second half of the year. Parag, on the other two, you can answer.
Sure. So, Kaustubh, relating to camphor, you know, like we mentioned in, like Shyamal mentioned in the opening remarks, I think the deliberations that we had in the last quarter was primarily driven by excess capacity, etc. And, you know, now that with camphor is a very seasonal product, and now with the season starting, and I think the market realizing the difference in the quality that is there between our product and what are being offered, I think that's where we are seeing a very decent and healthy demand for our product. And there's also an increase in the price of the raw materials, and we have been able to successfully pass on that price increase to the customers. So I think a focus on quality, which is helping us differentiate ourselves from the others who are offering the product in the market, and also the ability to then kind of have a chat with the customers and pass on the prices and price increase to them, have been the main drivers because of which we are seeing that the camphor division is contributing in a relatively better way than what it did in the last quarter.
And just to add to that, Parag,
yeah,
that we have always, if you would take the transcript of our last call, said that camphor has always maintained a positive to the EBITDA contribution. And like Parag correctly put it, due to quality, due to increase in raw material prices, due to us being able to pass on the benefit to our customers, we will continue to see a much better contribution from our terpene chemistry overall in the numbers.
Yeah. And relating to your third question about the impact of the maintenance, I think primarily, I think there is no impact on the top line because I think the sales numbers for all the products that are made in our specialty ingredients division have increased compared to the last quarter. And so the demand stays constant. I think this maintenance that we took also was primarily from a process reengineering perspective. So it has not had a tremendous impact in terms of the numbers for this quarter. Neither will it have an impact going forward, but the efficiencies because of the process reengineering, once they come in, will start having a positive impact on both the sustainability piece as well as the margins piece.
Okay, thank you so much. Just last question. These two new capacities that are coming up, at full capacities, what type of revenues can they contribute?
So we always mention, if you look at our old investor calls, I mean, we always are looking at, Girish, correct me if I'm wrong, at a 1.7x of the amount that we invest in the new plants. So
yeah,
we do the math.
1.5 brownfield and 1.2 something for the greenfield.
For the green, correct.
1.7 for the brownfield, 1.2 for the green, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Jiten Parmar from Arun Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. My question is basically, can you give a breakup, you know, of revenue contribution, let's say from camphor and from aroma chemicals?
So, Jitin, primarily, we've always stated in our calls that if you look at the three divisions, which is the fragrance and the flavors, the camphor and terpene chemicals, and the specialty aroma ingredients, the breakup of the revenue is one-third each, plus or minus a few percentage points, depending on one division having a better sale during a season, etc. But if you look at it broadly, it's one-third each.
Okay. And within camphor, I mean, synthetic camphor and natural, is there this thing? Sorry, I'm not aware of it. So if you can throw some light on this.
So I think all the camphor capacity that is available in India is primarily synthetic camphor. You know, the starting material comes from the pine trees, but all the subsequent processing till we reach convert alpha pine into camphor, they are all pure synthetic chemistry. So, you know, the natural camphor is available only from China. And, you know, it comes with its own challenges in terms of product handling, etc., because also the purity of that material is much higher. But the binding strength, etc., makes it very complicated to use it in the Indian context.
Great. And what would be your peak debt with all the expansion now?
Sorry, Sorry?
A peak are we going to take? I mean, what will be a peak debt for the various expansions we are doing? I mean, what will the debt peak at?
So, like Girish mentioned in the previous question, I think the peak contribution to the top line, which for us...
No, he's asking about the peak debt.
Peak debt. Oh, okay. Girish, can you answer this question?
Peak debt for this financial year in the parent company, we are expecting 200 crores and around 80 crores debt in the subsidiary company. So total at the group level, peak debt would be 280 crores.
Girish, if you can also give the breakup, because the debt will also be divided into working capital and long-term debt, right?
So around 85 crore is the term loan in totality and the rest is the working capital.
Correct. Which is supported by inventories.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. If I have any other questions, I'll come back. Thank you.
Thanks, Jitin.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Manoj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I compliment management for a very good results, breakthrough results. And I just want to know whether same results would be continued and for the next three quarters of this year.
Tarmil, you want to take this?
So I definitely can give you a shorter term. I think the next two quarters are seeming to be on track with whatever guidance has been given. And then, you know, post all the elections and whatever is happening in the world, I think we will just wait till maybe October, November to see how the fourth quarter is looking. But in terms of the next two quarters, we feel definitely that we will be within guidance. And we also believe that there could be a top-line growth with the new capacities coming into play. So we see a positive outlook for the next two quarters.
So I think just to add what Dharmil said, Manoj, primarily I think a steady state of business where you have a steady and a healthy demand and a steady supply of raw material is what we've always been aspiring for over the last few quarters. And when we are seeing that situation unfolding, I think we are having a much better control in terms of what the numbers would be.
Thank you very much. And what was our guidance, if you can, because I have recently invested in this company.
Girish?
So can we request you to look at it? Girish, 1 minute. Girish, Manoj, can we request you to take that from the Valorum so that we can move on to the next question? It's been given in the past. And unless, Girish, you have that guidance ready with you, and maybe you can then tell Manoj.
Yeah, EBITDA, our guidance is 10 to 12%.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saket, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so my question is to Dharmil Bhai. So Dharmil Bhai, I think around 2020, we had outlined a 1,000-day plan for the company, you know, which involved major capex. So now if we say step back and, you know, take the clock back, so considering those 1,000 days, now almost we are 3 to 4 years into that. So how has been that progress on that front? So apart, I understand that Mahad, which is a greenfield capex, live in a couple of months, if not a days. Apart from that, has all other capex requirements been taken care of? And while I've been following the company, but maybe because there have been due to volatility, some downscaling of capex or some change in priorities. So So apologies for asking this again. So any color on that?
No, not at all. I'll give you a broad idea. You see, in the past, if we had a planned capex, I think we revised it, and you can, you know, refer to it in the past calls. But whatever revision of capex that we have decided to do has been completely implemented, and we are looking forward to our hydrogenation capacities and our Mahad plant coming into play. And like we've mentioned in our opening remarks, we will start seeing the revenues of this, I think, third quarter is what we've said, Parag?
Yes.
Third quarter.
For the Baroda facility.
Correct. So Baroda will be third quarter, and I think the Mahad will be a quarter after that, or at the same time, or before.
So we're looking at Mahad starting to contribute in the second half of 24-25.
Okay. And the reason the reason these timelines are a little bit hit and miss is because we await quality approvals, and we, you know, there is a process in the flavor and fragrance business of how the material is approved. So, yeah, to answer your questions, we have completed all the capex that was laid out. We are now implementing the plants, stabilizing it, and hopefully we will have some more capex coming in the future.
I appreciate this. So now, second part is, you know, I think we have been outlining that current contribution is, you know, one third across all the three segments. Now, with this upcoming capex, and say when our this capex starts contributing meaningfully, what could be the, say, revenue mix across these three segments?
So this is a good question, and I'd like to give it at least 2 to 3 quarters to see how the needle is shifting on the different verticals, you know, Baroda being bulk speciality, with Bareilly being terpene, and our Mahad being a speciality again. So I think I'd like to take, you know, I'll definitely come to this answer once I have some more data.
Fair point.
There will be a top line increase, and we're hopeful that we will stay in the EBITDA guidance. So yeah, I think there is positivity ahead.
Yeah. And just to add to Dharmil, I think all these products that we have introduced since 2020, where, you know, apart from the brownfield at Baroda and the greenfield at Mahad, between 2020 and now, we also have commissioned the single product plant in 2021 in the middle of COVID. Then we also did the expansion of adding a new boiler in Baroda. We expanded our capacity of camphor and terpene chemicals in Bareilly. So all these contribute not only towards increasing the top line on the ingredient side, but it also helps our fragrance and flavor division, because there are a lot of more materials that are now available internally for our perfumers to create winning fragrance.
Got it. Okay. And thank you for the response. So now, you know, one of the long-term guidance or stable state guidance for the margin, again, I'm referring to the last few quarters call, was a 14 to 17% kind of margin, right? Now, currently, we are guiding for 10 to 12% for say this year or maybe upcoming quarter. So do we see that again? And I understand that there is all this geopolitical uncertainty and all those things, but say in a stable state, even the external environment is stable. So do we hope to hit that 14 to 17% EBITDA margin, say, in the next financial year with all the, you know, new capex coming in, which may be more efficient or maybe slightly upward in terms of complexity change, so maybe higher in margin? So is that something that we can look forward to?
Well, we would like to. Let's stay with the current guidance, and let's see how, you know, the next two quarters go, which I continue to maintain we are very positive about.
Okay. Thanks, Dharmil bhai, and again, to the entire team for coming up with good numbers back-to-back and restoring the faith of the investors, and best wishes to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Kaustubh from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a few more questions. You multiple quarters ago, you came out and gave this big CapEx outlay, and then you also came and said that, you know, we are holding back on certain capex because of the business environment. So now that things are improving, what is, apart from these two capexes that are coming up this year, could you give a little bit of color on what is our overall capex outlay for the next 2 to 3 years? How much, where is this going to go? Is it brownfield capex in in Mahar and this other plant? And also, how are you going to manage your cash flow situation if you're doing a lot of capex, given that we are doing around 100 crores of EBITDA, if everything is fine for 10% to 12% EBITDA guidance? Are you going to raise more debt? Do you have some sort of a debt limit that you don't want to go above? Could you speak a little bit about that? And also, for the product that we are doing capex in, that we are growing, wanted to understand, what are we so positive about? Is there some China plus one angle? Is our customers looking, global customers looking at India more for those products? Could you speak about a little bit about that too?
So I'll take your first question last. What we are positive about is, I'll take your last question first. What we are positive about is that the answer I gave was specific to the next 2 quarters when we were asked to give an answer on the outlook for the 3 quarters going forward. So I think we have a fairly clear picture of how it's looking in the next 2 quarters. And we feel confident about that and very positive about meeting our EBITDA expectations and maybe seeing some top-line growth also. So that's where the positivity lies. In terms of your questions about where we see ourselves going, I think it's too early to say. I mean, we've come out of a very rough patch. We've seen too many uncertainties post-pandemic. We clearly seem to have stabilized the business in terms of how we look at product and EBITDA contributions and how we look at our new product launches and new expansions and new capex. The Baroda and the Mahad plant will be producing at least 10 new molecules because the hydrogenation plant in Baroda is a multi-purpose hydrogenation plant, probably one of the most advanced in the world. Parag, you can add to, you know,
sure,
anything that you want to at that point.
Sure.
And I think let's see how the current capex that we've put in place, we want to bring that to full capacity over the next 2 to 3 quarters. We want to, you know, further reduce debt. As you know, we are a conservative company. We will expand. We will have future capexes. But at this point, it is too early for us to say. So to answer you in terms of debt limits, etc., I mean, if you just see the past record of the company, you'll understand the ratios that we stay within, and those will not change. So I think most of it I've covered up. Anything else?
Yeah, I think, I mean, just to summarize what Dharmil said is that we are definitely cautiously optimistic about going forward. We feel that the India story, the China plus one story, and the product mix that we have really have an extremely symbiotic and a coherent relationship. And with these new plants, we'll be there to grab any and if opportunities that come by. I think another point that I would like to probably summarize what Dharmil said is that we will get into some level of a consolidation phase where all the capacities that have been put up, we would want to achieve our objective of getting to 33 to 50% of the available market, which is our philosophy when we launch a new product. I think, and the third point is about the hydrogenation facility. I mean, we feel that it is one of the best hydrogenation facilities that is there in our space, if not other spaces as well. It's fully automated. It has 7 hydrogenators with all the safety features built into it and can handle multiple high-pressure reactions in a very safe manner. And we are pretty confident about the products that are going to come out from there and all the other capacities that we have built.
Dharmil, from what stood out from what you said, and correct me if I heard you wrong, you said that the new capacities you expect to utilize in the next 2 to 3 quarters, that's...
That's fair. Let's say 2 to 3 quarters from going up to speed with the plant. So hydrogenation will be first, where we will go to speed, and 2 to 3 quarters after that, we hope to run it to almost full capacity. And with the Mahad plant, say we go live in the fourth quarter in full capacity of production, you know, then I think 2 to 3 quarters after that, it would completely stabilize.
Okay. So excellent.
Next, I should have a fairly good idea. And I will also be able to answer the question of how the split has happened, whether it's still equally contributing 33, 33, 33 of all our verticals, or whether there is a little change in that, because obviously with the new capacities, the chemical business will probably grow more than, you know, what our capacity in Bareilly is, or at the rate of which the fragrance and flavors business will grow. But we will see. Let's see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Manas from MD Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Actually, most of the questions are already answered, but any variation was there in the raw material cost during the quarter?
I think we probably seeing a pretty stable range in which the raw materials are moving. When it comes to the fragrance division, where we have a uniquely high number of raw materials that we are procuring. At any given time, there are always some materials, especially in the natural space, which show some signs of forming up in terms of pricing. But I think overall, we're seeing a raw material situation which is relatively stable. The pyrene prices have gone up compared to what they were in Q3 and Q4 of last year. But the rate at which they are spiking is not alarming, and we, because of our quality positioning, we are able to pass it on to our customers.
Okay, so because of that cost, there wouldn't be a big volatility in the margins, right? Because we will be able to pass on to the customer.
Not for now, at least.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhruv Patel from DHR. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the great results. I just wanted to ask that the revenue growth that you are talking about in the next 2 quarters, like, do you have a percentage about how much you'll be growing?
We were not able to hear you clearly.
No, he's asking about the revenue growth expected in the next two quarters. We don't have a guidance as we don't really, you know, have the, how do I put it, Parag? The pricing yet has to be finalized, and we have a lot of other issues that we need to take care of. On the revenue growth, his question is on the revenue growth.
Yes.
We are seeing a possibility because of the materials that are going to come through in these next 2 quarters from these new plants, and also a better realization across the board. Am I right, Parag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
A better volume growth as well.
Right. Got it. Rest of my questions have been answered, so you can move to the next question. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Nilesh from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Nilesh.
Yeah. My question is related to this CapEx. So, as you mentioned, that there are 2 projects. So, how you are going to fund this project, and what kind of a production capacity and utilization of these 2 new projects?
So, Girish, you can answer the question on the funding, and I'll answer the capacity on the capacities.
Right. So, for
brownfield project, we have taken the term loan. However, the repayment is going to only 20 crore is the outstanding. Ahad project, we have taken the highest debt would be 70 crore only.
Okay. Hello.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, and in terms of the capacity, I mean, the hydrogenation facility is a multi-product hydrogenation facility. A lot of the products that we are initially going to launch are products that we've been offering to the market. And since we did not have this facility internally, we were getting it done outsourced. So I think we are pretty confident of catching up with that capacity, although we are at a much lower volume utilization currently because we were doing the jobbing and so we were not having the price advantage. But we are pretty confident about getting that capacity. So our objective on the hydrogenation facility is a multi-product plant between 6 to 7 products, all adding up to around 700 tons of annual capacity. And we have a pretty good direction as to we will be able to kind of reach optimum between 70% to 80% of this capacity in the first 4 to 5 quarters because of the approval process of sampling, etc., that has to be followed in the fragrance and flavor space. Regarding Mahad, it's a single product plant to begin with. And once it's, we will again need, 3 to 4 quarters for it to be approved and sold. The first phase is around 250 metric tons.
Yeah, thanks, sir. That's all for
thanks.
Me.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMFPL. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So can you tell us what will be the incremental depreciation from the both of the new facilities which will come on a, let's say, quarterly run rate or an annual run rate?
Girish?
Yeah. Additional depreciation we are expecting around the...
Girish, your voice is very low, huh?
Sorry. Additional depreciation, we are expecting around 8 to 10 crore a year from these capacities.
8 to 10 crore incremental depreciation, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Jitin Parmar from Arum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a follow-up question. Since we have done significant capex, I mean, we are on the cross verge of completing it soon, and what would be the peak revenue from when this capex is completed? I know it's a difficult question, but assuming, current selling prices, maybe a ballpark figure, because we have done around 900 crores of top line before this capex started. So what could be the peak revenue when this capex is completed?
Darmil, you want to take it or?
Well, you can go ahead, Parag. I think we've answered this question in the past. I think the numbers are with Girish.
We can check, but Girish, do you have the numbers or? Just to give you a number that comes, we are looking at peak contribution from all the new projects, adding up to us reaching around 1,200 crores. Based on the current selling prices that we have for the products and assuming a steady state.
Right, Param.
Okay. So we used to do 900 crores and we have done about, I think the 60%, 70% addition. So is the incremental capex going towards, some backward integration? That's why our top line is not growing proportionately or so then the margin should improve. Either one of these two things should happen. Am I right in assuming this?
So, Jiten, to answer your question, I think Oriental from 2019 till today has been a continuous process of doing investments, adding new products, putting them in that, you know, 2 to 3 quarter zone of getting approvals, and then slowly moving, because these are all generic materials. So, you know, when the products get approved from our customers, we also have a period of, say, another 500 days to 800 days where they move us from being a marginal supplier in the first set of RFQs to a major supplier over, say, 2 to 3 halves of every year. So I think that's the reason why, you know, the overall picture, I think it's something which is continuously evolving. We still have some products which we have launched in 22-23, which are in that phase. And that is the reason why the exact contribution either towards the top line or towards the profitability cannot be punched in on a regularized basis. You know, because by the time one product reaches that level of maturity, you have invested in a newer set of products.
Correct. It's a moving target. And once we implement this over the next few quarters after the plants get to full capacity, I believe that we will achieve a 1,200 crore top line.
And with a relatively consistent, you know, contributing factor. That's the reason why I think in the previous question we mentioned about consolidation.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dharmil from Oriental Aromatics Limited for closing comments.
Thank you for participating in the earnings conference call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, we would be happy to address them. We are thankful to all our investors who continue to stand by us and have shown confidence in the company's future growth plans. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Oriental Aromatics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your...